Jesus much, brethren.
Musibye mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus?
Bulamu buli butya.
And how is your lives?
Mbuuliza ku mugandawo.
You can greet of your brethren.
Mwagalize ebisinga obulungi.
And wish them the best.
Ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe.
Which come from God the Father.
Omwana n'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Oyo atuma bamalayika be.
He who sends his angels.
Ne batuweereza.
And they serve us.
Nga mu Ebulaniya esula esooka.
As in the Hebrews chapter 1.
Ne 13 ne 14.
Verse 13 and 14.
Nti bamalayika gye meyo gitumibwa.
Angels are spirit sent.
Nga bagenda okuweereza bagenda osikira obulokozi.
And they go to serve those inherit salvation.
Era tumanyi nga basibi batuweereza.
And we know we are pleased to serve us.
Eri abaana ba Katonda mu nsi yonna.
Two children of God in the entire world.
Amina.
Amen.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Nafu olwaleero tutuddeko.
We too today we have sat down.
Nga naye bw'otudde.
Just as you are seated.
Omanyi nga tulowooza ebyo wekka.
You know and you don't think of your own things alone. But even of the others.
Weerowoozaako nti buli kiseera obeera otudde.
If you think that you're always seated.
Lowoozaamu naffe nga tuyimirira buli lunaku.
Think that we always stand every day.
Otukkirize naffe tutuuleko leero.
So you accept us also sit today.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus.
Muneetuyimirira bulijjo ku lw'obuyinza bw'Omwoyo Omutukuvu.
Every day we stand by of the Holy Spirit.
Now we know to
and you two sit by the same authority.
Yes,
praise
Jesus.
Let's share the same today. Let's also sit. No one can say today you've sat down on the pulpit. You would have stood. Would ask to stand in its seasons, even to sit in its seasons.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to be moving on to speak on the work of spreading the gospel, the gospel of the kingdom of God, and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. The Bible tells us in Matthew 24:14, and this gospel of the kingdom of God,
it
will be preached all over the entire world to be a witness, and then the end will come. But we find that we have limitations in the way of spreading this gospel. If we don't use the form of different communications in the communications, in the Daniel 12, verse 4, he says that knowledge will increase. Even those with wisdom will change many. But we want to use the knowledge which is increased. That we call technology in the world. To be able to spread the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. We have the different ways. These days we have the WhatsApp mediums. Other social mediums, those you know of well. At least we have used those. But we still need. There is a radio. There is a television.
So now,
in this time we are in the form of television. We want to use that technology and we spread the knowledge of God. As knowledge increases in the world, God promised in Isaiah 11:9 that the world must be filled with the knowledge of God as the waters spread on the sea. Just as you see Habakkuk 2:14, the world will be filled with the knowledge of glory of God as the waters spread on the sea. But as we've been given that work, and we are called the new generation with the full knowledge of God, we want to use the technology available and then we spread the knowledge of God all over the world.
So
that is why this day we agreed with the Holy Spirit and the Father and the Son as in the Matthew 18:19,
so
that when two, three sit and agree on an issue in the world, the Father will do it.
We agree
to plan about the television on this day to see that it's put in place for spreading the gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. It's our work on God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus
much.
For first Corinthians 3:9 says, how we are co-workers with God. We are workers with God. We are God's field. We are his household. But in the 2 Corinthians 6, say, as we are workers together with God, we urge you not to be given this grace in vain. Praise Jesus much. We have our little part to do. If per 100, we have 20%. Yet wants much our part to first manifest. How we are workers with him.
At least you will turn the 2%
to work. At least if you begin 2% to work, and he makes 20.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So, mumurimuguno.
Now, in this work,
kuchimanyi tikatonda ya kora kusinga fe.
It's God who works more than us.
Nina fetuline cho kukora.
But we too, we have a part to do.
Yes, yebazibonyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Wabula ngasina ba kuogera kwezo sende zituaka kunganya.
But before I speak of the manners of how we've gathered,
wanga finga mburiwo.
For we as the people here,
ikashi kutuze tukunganya.
The physical cash we've gathered.
Ngojeko.
Besides positions which have been offered, we have not sold. We are to around 26 million.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If we join the total with all that which has been offered, we are in 110 millions. But still, most bigger promises are there. You know, when we began to do that work, and God saw our determination, and we headed on to pass the test of being taken off the yoke which has been on entire Africa, and we know such big things in the church, they are done by the whites. But he wanted to take away that being mean and that pitiful mentality in us, and it takes off the thoughts and evil thoughts. Anytime we waited for the
whites
that they come to help the church, but this time we ourselves as the blacks, we are going to show a heart more than of the whites work in the name of the Lord Jesus. We are going to put the television and the radio station, and
there is
no white who has sponsored it, but we have stood with God.
Yes,
praise
Amen.
Jesus much.
Most
people, it takes them many years. You know well where salvation has come from. And you know those with television station, they made them for after how long? But we are in 2 years. We
are
moving the third year now. But we
are
going to put it, this year is not finishing.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
we put there not because of pride, and we don't want to be spoken of that we have a television or we have a radio, but it is profiting all over the entire world, and it's bringing salvation to the children of God. Praise Jesus much. The ability of God has amazed us
in
not a many days. As we were there, and he joined on us, our sister.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Her work needed to be helped a little portion. You know, the little they began pledging with it, 500 millions.
If
that land is materialized.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We've gone a couple of times on the land to pray for it and move around it. We got a customer. He wants 100 acres.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But he wants those acres. There's something we're working on to transfer those learn from the names of the attorney general to come to the name of this our sister. Let me hope you remember her.
ayitibwa Nanteza Agati.
She's called Gertrude Nanteza.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Then tuba tuliyao.
Then as we were there,
oli muganda afumulala guyajja naye.
The brother whom we came with.
Nga balina mumanyi ku Kiroko Tower.
You know Clock Tower?
Wano mu kibuga.
Here in the city.
Takero lirabe lya italiko bintu lyonna.
Know that vacant land which has no occupants on it.
Era nalyo lya mukwasibwa tulitunda.
Was also committed to him, we are selling the land.
Nga tuliyo nga abantu bayite bati mubayita mutya. Ababira ku bodi abalina okugabana.
Stakeholders.
Mubayita batya mu lulimi Oluganda.
How do we call them in Luganda? Stakeholders.
Kugamba tuli eyo ku bodi era tugezaako okulaba nga tufuna abalitwala omulundi gumu.
We are right there on the board twice, we get one who takes it once.
Lyo nga lyo liri mu bilioni 18.83.
That land is worth 183 billions.
Naye.
But I reached the owner of the land. She's a Muslim woman. But she wants to get saved.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. She wants to get saved. And anytime you'll see her in this place. But me, I am thinking something in me. That we began doing.
Of
believing the voice of God, he told us.
Tutandika okukola nti tusonde oba tulina mmeka oba mmeka tutuweeyo.
Amaanyi
ag'okumanya gaalabisibwa.
And the power of knowledge manifested.
Ge gawaniridde ebyo ebijja.
What upholds what is coming.
Era ngamba bwe nti
ngoli. I said this still.
Nyweza kye twatandika nakyo.
On what we began with.
Okunyweza bino ebinene ebizze mu nnaku entono.
Bigger ones which have come in a few days.
Kubanga simanyi na mikutu gyali gitya.
For I don't know even the channels how they were.
Okuleta abantu
to bring those people.
Tubayambako kitono nnyo.
We help them a little.
Kubanga bali batuuse.
For where they had reached.
Na Katonda naye abagaliddeyo.
And go to and shut them.
Asobola okubaleeta tubayambeko katini.
That they can bring them and help them a little.
Wadoda byeka sitamia.
Have you ever seen someone squatting? And they need to be pushed Abweyo. And they fall in.
Abantu bano
these people
emirimu gyabwe ekinene nnyo buli mulimu gulinza okuba gwetaagisa milioni 10 to 15.
Their work
mutereza gutuukirire bulungi.
It needs something like
naye ffe ezo tugenda zikwata tusindika asitamu.
Now we're going to do it, push the one squatting.
Kubanga waliwo abaali baagala okutubba.
There are those who wanted to steal from us.
Nga baagala otteeka mu milioni 3.
And they wanted to inject in 30 millions.
Kubanga waliwo ebiwandiiko ebirina okuwandiikibwa. Kyusa bidde mmanya goono.
Records to be written to transfer to the name of the
woman. Naye nga milioni 3 zaatuwa agamba. Ayagala 10% ku buli ttaka erina afikkawo.
The 30 millions they give, they say they need 10% per the land to remain.
Twagenda okubaliriramu.
As we counted.
Nga iyikazi 30 abaajja zitwala oba 3 mutano.
They would take something like 30 millions on only 30 millions.
Nitugamba tubiganye.
No, we rejected
it
and we chased him.
Nga mu milioni 3
and in 30 millions.
Ayagala kole ya kolera mu bilioni ngapi 12.
Makes something like 200 billions in it.
Nitumugobe mbiro.
And we chased him.
Nitutandiko byekolera
ko. We began to work on them ourselves.
Era nyagala kutegeeza.
And I want to tell you.
Ndi ku sente ezo zimukunganya kati.
On that money you gather now.
Ndowoza okutandika okutuula ko okukola ku mulimu ogwo.
I'm thinking to begin to pick on, begin do that work.
Naye mbadde ninda munetegereze.
But I waited a little to analyze.
Ndabube emirimu egyo giri makuba amatuufu.
See whether those works are in the rightful ways.
Yes, yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus much.
Kitwala okutunula ennyo.
It takes to look keenly.
Okwegendereza.
To be careful.
Okuba omubaliriza omulungi.
To be someone who is good at counting.
Kubanga. Oyinza okuteekayo miliyoni z'abannaasi ato.
Put your 30 millions of the brethren.
Niyo batego omutego ne muguwayo.
And they track you.
Naye.
But.
Kubanga waliwo obunabbi obwaleeta abantu abo.
The prophecy which brought all those people.
Era tubukkiriza.
And we believe it.
Yes, he was able.
Praise Jesus much.
We yogera anti center agenda zireta mu dimension
yeyewonyesa. Spoke to bring money in another dimension.
Ngaita munabbi Deborah.
When he passed through Prophet Deborah.
Pastor Winnie n'abalala.
Pastor Winnie and the others.
Abantu bako obwenja wulo.
Who gave us a special message.
Ongeri mukama jagendo leta mu
center. On the way God is to bring that money.
Naye mu byonna.
But in all.
Njaga tulowooze ku maanyi gaffe gavaawo.
I want us to think of our strength where it comes from.
Abantu bonna bali mu nsi
muno. All people in this world.
Bali success.
Who are successful.
abatuuse kwekyo kyebeetaaga,
those who reached their goals,
balina amaanyi gaabwe gye gava,
they have the source of their strength,
naye agaffe gavaawa,
but where does our strength come from?
Bwemala okwogera kwekyo katono nnyo,
after I briefly speak of that,
wenaokwolesebwa Mukama kuyatuwa,
and I give you the vision God gave us,
nga tuyingira omwaka guno,
as we enter this year,
mukaseera ketubeereddeko mu holiday,
in the time we've been in the holiday,
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo,
praise Jesus much,
gye buvuddeko,
some time back,
kibeeredde kizibu ekkanisa.
It's been very hard for church.
Egezaako okwogera enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
Which try to speak the gospel of the kingdom of God.
N'obutuukirivu.
And the righteousness.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
In the kingdom of heaven.
Okuyimirira.
To stand.
Kibadde kizibu.
It's been very hard.
Baibadde bayita mu kubonaabona kungi.
They passed through much suffering.
Okusiiba.
The fasting.
Okuba emizimu buli lunaku.
Beating the demons every day.
Naye ng'ebintu tebyabeeranga
byangu. But things were not easy.
Era bangi abalina ekyo ekitundu mu kumanya.
Many had a portion of halves in knowledge.
Baalemererwa.
They failed.
Ne basalawo ne boolekera Satani.
And they decided to go to Satan's side.
N'okukyusa enjiri.
And to change the gospel.
Tibasobola ofuna ku bwetaavu.
That they can get of their needs.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Nindi tugenda kyusa kintu
kyonna. But we're not going to change anything.
Tugenda kwogera enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda obutuukirivu.
We speak the gospel of the kingdom.
Obwakabaka bw'omuguru.
The righteousness, the kingdom.
Okubali twatandika.
Ever since we began.
Paka Yesu walida.
Till Christ will get back.
Yes, we have zibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Naye manyi tugenda gajjawa.
But where are we to draw our strength?
Abalaba ganonya munyanya.
Others seek it under the ocean.
Abara mu Illuminati.
Others from Illuminati.
Just
as you hear things out.
Bisiaga.
Sodome.
Naefe tugenda kula tutia.
We, what are we to do?
Omanyi njagala nyote gere chama chafu.
Want you understand our secret?
Ochinyweze.
And you hold it.
Amanyi akatuwanirira kankano.
Strength pulled gavawa. Where is it coming from?
Nzo musajjo wa amanyi.
Am I the strong man?
Oba.
Oh.
Waliwe ngeri yonna.
All this in any way.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
You
know, you find a rich man in the city, he tells you.
Let me
tell you, you don't know the strength holding this wealth. But if you want it,
meet me
at 3 in the night in this place. And I tell you,
the
brethren, I gave time outside there.
They are things
hard they have told me. And where they are taking them to. But they are of powers of darkness.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus. But I want you to discover our secret. The secret of salvation, which holds the strength and power of salvation.
Yes, he was when
praise Jesus much.
Not
go under the ocean. Not join in Illuminati. Not to go into homosexuality. Not change the gospel of truth. But to get the light of the full knowledge
in
being in these vessels of clay and the exceeding power, it will be coming from God and not from us.
Remember,
if power comes from God, no one can limit it.
It's
called the omnipotent.
As
the power which is
unlimited. Powers.
As unlimited powers. Every time it comes from him, no one will dare stop it.
For unlimited.
It's unlimited.
You
cannot hinder it.
It
has to work, it will work. The eras before I passed
through,
there were seasons of being hard seasons. Yet there were seasons of holding and proving the lies of the word of God.
And
I do not meander in it. And the way to hold in what you are saying. Every word I read in the Bible, I do not and I've never doubted it. But what I pray is one. God to give me all its light. I see the power in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
And
the time I open like this, and I read there, nothing I see impossible.
But
I want to know its light and
knowledge.
I'll discover power behind it, which will be able to fulfill that scripture. The problem we have among us read the Bible, speaks words sometimes they're big. There is no way of their coming in place.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus.
No,
you said, Lord, you've spoken a big word.
I
don't prove you will do it. I don't know, maybe you do it in generations, not mine.
Yesu
praise Jesus.
We
could read powerful words alone. Some push them to the ears of Abraham and said they happened.
Others
push to the generations to come. Generations coming. But he wants to do it them now. Problem to discover light of the knowledge in it that it will be filled in you and you see the power of that
word.
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6 and
7.
2 Corinthians chapter 4 verse 6.
Kubanga Katonda yayogera nti omusana guli akamukizikiza. Eyaka mitima jaffe okuleta omusana ogwo kumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda mu maaso ga Yesu Kristo. Olunyo lw'omusanvu. Naye obugagga obwo tulina bwo mu bibya eby'ebbumba. Amaanyi ennyo galyoke gavenga eri Katonda so si eri ffe.
Yes, you was
praise Jesus much.
Katonda yalagira omusana ogwo kumanya.
God commanded light of knowledge
ekitiibwa kye
of his glory
Kristo Yesu
in the Christ Jesus
gwake mitima
gyaffe to shine in our hearts.
Nti naye obugagga obwo
that by that treasure
obw'omusana ogwo kumanya
the light of knowledge
abutadde mu bibya byaffe eby'ebbumba
them in our vessels of clay
amanya amanji
and the exceeding power
galyoke gavenga eri Katonda
it will be coming from God
so si eri ffe
not from us.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much.
Njagala olowooze
bw'oti. I want you to think of this.
Nothing has
held much power in this place, even where we
trust,
even protection in our dreams and
visions,
even in moving this world,
if
we don't attack demons,
if
we don't get sick, yet we speak truth.
These
vessels of clay you see, when got it, he put in it
the light
of the treasure of knowledge,
and he
gave power to me to govern it.
But it should
come from me and it's much.
You
can move and you don't feel even strength in you.
But
he said, let they touch you and they see. He told me one day, I want you to be like a chain. You be loose. But the more they will stretch you to hard, they will see me. And they stretch you, tighten you. And they put problems. I will appear at that point.
You
be loose like a chain. One abuses you, let them abuse. Whoever makes you fool, let them make you. But the belt is tightened. They are on the chain pulling it.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
That's
why though you begin a prayer of warfare with me, I don't pray back. I get more humbled. Me, I just keep cool. But you are on the chain and you tightening it, and it will become hard indeed.
There's
nothing I'm worried of in all which can be spoken of a person. But I worry if God is the one speaking and he said that I've hated you. I feel hatred unending.
And
God has hated me.
But
though someone tells me I hate you, I feel nothing. I feel you've done nothing to me.
The
heart can get strengthened like a rock.
When
I try to bring you understand,
if
you keep the secret of knowledge,
if
you believe you add in light of knowledge, that you do, it's the much power that you're going to move on to get from God. The protection which is much, the provision which has no one stretch a hand to rob.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But this secret, we didn't keep it in the seasons back. In church we thought, perhaps we can get power from God if we climb on the mountains and we fast.
That is a
doubt on these things. of the kingdom of God. Fastness brought after when the things which have remained and have remained. And they said things like those which have remained except there is prayer and fasting. But not every time that would have been in fasting.
Neither
praying.
We say
things of that type cannot go away.
There's
a prayer
so
and fasting.
Those
which can go, there's no prayer and there's no fasting.
And
me, God freely gives me.
And
I sit, look. And I see a battle, I just stand. And I speak my scriptures, we chat with God. And I say, Lord,
we
have waged a war. Let's speak about this war.
You
think you're going to strike them with which weapon?
And
we
chat
the war and it's finished. Many times in this knowledge, speak a word to God.
And
be in the same wisdom with God.
But
for lacking that light, we speak words and they're not perfect. And it tells us in Job
38,
verse 1 and 2, and he says this.
Job 38, verses
1.
Awo mukama n'alyoka addamu Yobu ng'ayima mu mbuyaga ennyingi n'ayogera nti olunnya olwokubiri ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya olunnya olwokusatu kale nno weesibe ekimyu ng'omusajja kubanga nnaakubuuza naawe onziremu.
Yes, he was
praise here. Jesus much.
Yagamba naye ani ono aleeta ekizikiza mu kuteesa.
This bringing darkness in the council.
N'ebigambo ebitaliimu wadde okumanya.
Words without knowledge.
Katonda akyawanya ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
God hates much words without knowledge.
Era newankubadde ng'oyagala okusaba.
Though you want to pray
mu maaso ga Katonda
before God.
Niye ogenda kusaba n'ebigambo ebitaliimu kumanya.
But you're going to pray with words without knowledge. And will refuse to give you power which fulfills that prayer.
But
if the words of your praying
are
filled with the light of God, you would have seen the power, much power from God which fulfills that praying. For that praying in the words of light of knowledge
and
taken to be the much treasure put in these vessels of clay, then will send much power from him. But the problem we find with ourselves,
God
us in this place for 2 years,
twice
fill us light of knowledge, and then will prepare an order power, much power which sustain us in this evil generation. This is the hard generation. Powers of darkness. Many are holding on it. Filled of sacrifice. Wandering of different ways. But he says, I want to put a generation
and
their power.
It
come from the light of knowledge and their vessels of the bodies of clay and treasure upholded by much power. I want to think of that word.
There are
many things we speak as we people. And you find you speak with God, get angered, get harsh over him, and you say, but Lord, all this long you don't want to hear,
brought
words which hold darkness.
You
say you thought I could say power with words without light of knowledge. Why you complain when your words are filled with darkness?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God wants
us in the councils with words of
knowledge.
This generation, it got heavy upon me in the beginning. For you reason with people. And the level of their understanding and the way you feel them speak with God, and they are far with their thoughts, very far. They are not near even at all to God, and they are
very far. But they claim to be wise. And they claim to understand. But they forget they now bring in darkness and
castle.
Words without knowledge. But you bear, you say, Lord, I speak these words of knowledge. The treasure they've put in this vessel of clay. I pray.
Have
mastered this person I speak with. By words I speak with
knowledge.
And they fight them, they may fight you and you beat them.
Sometimes
you pray, say, Lord, this person as I speak with them, I pray.
Take it. What
they are speaking of ignorance. For they are fighting your light of knowledge.
They have
prepared much power behind them to sustain the light of knowledge. And you spoke saying,
that
right now I give authority. Then you contend everything which lifts itself above the knowledge of God. The time he speaks that word, that you're going to contend everything lifting itself above the knowledge of God.
Be
careful of that word.
Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Okulwana n'okumanya kwa Katonda.
Here are the problem.
Empaka kino.
These arguments.
Kugamba nga tumenye empaka.
And we break arguments.
Na buli kintu.
And everything.
Eche kulumbaza.
Lift itself.
Okuwakana.
To fight.
N'okumanya kwa
Katonda. And contend with the knowledge of God.
Simanyi okumanya kwa Katonda.
The knowledge of God.
Kulina amanyi manje agafu
kutuke mabiga. Has power behind it.
It doesn't
accept
chintu chona chigenda kwe kurumbaza
thing to uplift itself.
Okulingiriza okuwakana Katonda ayogera kumanya.
God speaks knowledge.
Nini oyisamu chi?
You bring in
orete chizikiza
kuteisa
uzimura okumanya kwayogera.
When the knowledge speaks,
kati yeche abayagara
what he wants,
kumenya mpaka
breaking of arguments.
Atebereza munga azimenyira mungu.
Imagine he breaks them in you.
Uyinjo maliza nga gwe gwamenye.
You may end is breaking you yourself.
Them,
you see what happens
in
the one in this generation.
Emphasize
those God's brought in the generation. If you want
to speak
words of knowledge, the person face to answer, hold the knowledge.
When
you reach speak knowledge, even those who
are ignorant,
no more can raise a tongue to answer. For they will not try to lift themselves above the knowledge of God.
Ready
to break those arguments.
Yes, you ever
praise Jesus much.
In
this generation, you will
see.
We shall reach a point to speak only knowledge. Everyone where they will be kneeled, bowed down.
But
ask why they have knelt down.
The one who
had contentions in the heart.
Power of the Spirit spread all the spirit and melts it.
You ask Daniel. God with much knowledge.
The light knowledge made
shake and rot. He fell on the ground. He drew to the much
life.
Thoughts he came with were dead. Took him even he was dying. What I want us all,
the secret
of the light of knowledge,
treasure
puts in our vessels of clay.
They
are of clay. That's why
contain
much power come from him.
That not that much
in us and we burst out.
But
we cannot govern the all of it.
We
would have wanted
it
if he packs it in us
in
vessels of clay.
You cannot
be able to sustain it. You may burst.
Manji.
This much power.
The
vessel of clay can carry the much power of God in it. You burst out.
Or
you vanish and you disappear.
nofuka invisible.
And you become invisible.
Nga woli na inga tiba kulaba bauliro oyogera.
Don't see the hear you speak.
Obanyibo yalinga atulaga amanya ye.
He showed us that power.
Nga kugama ntosobula gawanira no waka. Nga baga kuteka muno obula.
You are due, they put it to you, you vanish.
Noyogeranga na ye na inga.
Speak with him.
Olina joli nawe mumanyo
oburi yourself, you've disappeared.
Ngobuzewo.
You've disappeared, vanished.
Na yingo oyogera.
But you're speaking.
Mukama,
Lord,
ontaddewa.
Where have you put me?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Naga sumunaga kujamu naga komya omu ye. No rabisibwa.
Restores it to himself, you appear again.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much.
Onako ebisere bisinga.
Many times.
Uroko manya kwenna manya.
For the knowledge I knew.
Uroko negendereza nyo.
At times I'm very careful.
Kwango oyinza nokubogolero.
You may even bark at someone.
Ngura urira.
Feel the voice from inside you.
It's
filled with much power.
You feel
speaking as if they will fly or fall far.
For
God thunders much.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But because in the spirit of prophecy, controlled by the prophets, I
control
and the voice given you to tell people.
You
want to thunder and you speak out loud. You feel in their heart there is a burning there. But you say, Lord, let me calm down.
We are
workers with you.
Let
me control your system. And you can't speak in the voice of the people.
What
I try to bring you is this. You can speak and the world shakes. If he wants, if you have the power of knowledge, you can reach a place and you speak.
That
face the Lord and
the
quick shaking. All those practices we did them. I asked him when it will work. He told me to come a change. God will stretch you on the
world.
One day you will speak. And the thunder will happen.
With
lightning and thunder. But it's not you will speak.
I
send the voice direct. I accept it like this.
And
I don't have a doubt in the word of God. When
he
speaks with us in James, he says
that
when you come to God and you pray, you come when you don't doubt.
Anything,
read the Bible, it's just as
it is.
Power as it speaks it.
But
what lacks its power your way is the light of knowledge.
That
light of knowledge
where it
goes to what
it has,
what ability in it.
That
what hindrance you read scriptures
until
it
comes.
Every scripture you read the Bible is filled with my power.
Kwa
for he said,
the
kingdom of God
is
not eating and drinking,
na
but it's word and power.
Don't you
hear of that word well?
Chigambo nachi?
What and
power. Then
you speak his word is power behind it. Why do you think it got lost?
The
light of that word you speak, you don't have it. It ends where? It reaches where? It can do to what extent? It reached on Adam.
They
give him a command.
It had
no light of its
extent.
The day you touch the tree, you will die. He didn't know where it ends. When it came, Psalms 119, he spoke and he said,
"Ay,
oh Lord, your command is so long."
Once
God brought them back in King David.
Adam,
when they told Adam,
"If you touch the
tree, you will die,"
they
imagine
that
indeed
okufa kwange
my death
ngenda kuwebo mbiri ogwokufa
I'm going to be given the body of death to torment me in the world
kubanga atagenda okuda mbarumi
as it comes in Romans
isuliyo musa
Romans 7
abiri musatu nokwira
23 down
na yogera mukama kwa mtume Paulo
the mouth of apostle Paul by the spirit of God
nganda byono mbiri guno ogwokufa
what are to be on the body of death
ani ali mponya
who will save me
ene ebaza Kristo
and thank Christ
awule bamugama ntolire makufati ya tunuri ya mchigenda wa
that it didn't know its end
ya maliriza bamugoba molosho
ended it's just one of the garden
taina mbiri gwa muguru
as no body of heavens
bamwa dogwenso go kutagana
the body of the world toiling
alina kulira muntu yo byona biye yongeddeko
sweat it's added on him
omukazi azalira mburumi
woman gives birth in pain
na gambe kiragiro nga kyali kiwanvu
for man was long
kyali kigenda wala
we are going this far
safu na musana kufaje jiki
did get light to its end what's death
agenda okulaba ali kunsi
he saw is on the world
akadiwa
is getting old
nagama
he say my God
chine chiragiro china atusha
command will reach me away
yes
praise Jesus
agenda okulaba
he go to see
abana baluwanagana
omwashe fighting one kills another what
chiragiro chitulazawa
the command takes us where
agenda okulaba
as he was there
arwara
is getting sick
yalita rwari banga lina
never gotten sick before
ekiragiro kintwara
command is taking me where
ensemera amagwa
the world profound
ekiragiro kintwara
where is the command taking me
yali anoga ebyo kulyanga bikula mukozi kubwabyo mbwango ddala
it teams and they grew by themselves
we yali abyagalira
when he wanted them
nebitandika ebiro nebisira
they began to grow in seasons and times
naga abantu
he say my God
ekiragiro kintwara
where is the command taking me
agenda okulaba akazi
ye so he's gotten old
ayulishulishe
he's gotten wrinkled
namutomoga
the head is wrinkled in the face
agenda okulaba akota kota
he's so he's struggling to move
wali rumu
one day
ngaba muraga yaraga
mugeena imwe he's going in hell
yatuka mugeena yabuje
reached in hell he asked
enna kujange ziri meka
how many are my days
mchifushi no mwendi
in this place I am in
nali ukagamba changwanya okubonya abonyezibwa
was required of me to be passed that I hold on your command
na yinga chiwavu
a long command
kubaka waliyo nagamba mukama ontumire ekigambo cho
kijeje ndo kole send me your word come to save me
era taba kuba kigambo kumujayo
singa aliyo he would have still been there
atenga ikiragiro cyari kimwongera mu kufogwa
ku command was taking him ahead with the second death
nyanje yobo
the lake of fire
kakati kingiza kugamba kiri bwe
kiti what I try to say is this
tusome ibigambo bya katonda
we started with the words of God
omusana gwabe ntulemo okugufuna
and we failed to get its light
butule murufuna omusana
when we failed to get that light
tubana bugagga bonna mu bibiri
jafu don't hold that treasure in our bodies
katonda bwayinza okukuma na amanyi
amanyi God can protect with much power
na yesinga
but if
tusomane tufuna omusana
we read get light
ogwo kumanya ekigambo ekyo kikomawo
the knowledge of the end of that word
obuyinza bwacho buli butya
the authority how it is
amanyi amanyi gasobola okuviri katonda
power can come from God
egara bisibwanga awali ekigambo
ekyo appears where there is his word
yabaga mando bakabaka bwa katonda
that's why he said the kingdom of
sikulia na kunywa
is not eaten and
naye kigambo na manyi
but it's word and the power
kigambo nachi
word and power
wali awali ekigambo chenachi
where there is his word
na manyi mabega
power behind it
yavaga manti muna amanya amanya agali mu
chi say will not the power
amanya agali mu kigambo
power in the word
teka oba malaika ngabo bazira ba manyi
and the mighty one
nabo batukiriza kigambo cha katonda
fulfill the word of God
babo ba manyi kutukiriza kigambo cha katonda
power to fulfill the word of God
ni dobozi ya kigambo
listen to the voice of his word
atano mwembu kuvunayinga
if the whole thing it doesn't end
kyavabu za ndi omwe mukiri ogera ndo moyo gwa makama kufunze
will it be spoken the spirit of the Lord is limited
yemanya manja agatakoma
the much unending power
agara bikira moyo mudu
which appears in the Holy Spirit
na yiba tuba twagaloga access ngano kugafuna
want to access and get it
weta go kujuza bigambe byensonga
we need to feel meaningful words
bigambe byo musana go kwanya
of the light of knowledge
okubisanga mune chetibwa
to honor even them
okuroza nga katonda
to think that God
akukoze bulungi
done us God
okukuronda mulembe guno
choosing this generation
okukuwa omusana gw'okumanya
give the light of knowledge
kubanga togenda kudda mukayalira manyi
no more going to argue with for power
obira biri wagasabanga
time before you pray
uruno bona juza manyi gw'okumanya omusana gw'okumanya togenda saba manyi
not ask for power
naye gajja kulabika
but it will appear
kubanga yimwete kufuwa ugasindika anga bulijjo
send it every day
okulabikira moyo womutukufu
appear in his Holy Spirit
chavaga biko batume munana
that's why he's saying acts 1:8
tinayo moyo bwalijja
when the spirit will come
alibawa manyi
he will give you power
when he appears
with his power.
Then there will be
so
our
now, brethren,
I can't explain it today. Naye agenda n'atugamba mu Yobu
23 like this.
Yobu esule ya 23 n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Job 23 verse 1.
Awo Yobu n'addamu n'ayogera nti olunyo olw'okubiri. Neleero okwemulugunya kwange kujeemu. Okukubibwa kwange kusinga okusinda kwange obuzito.
Waliwo ebiseera ebisinga.
There are many times.
Lubeera nga guwe mulugunya eri
Mukama. You there you complain before God.
Onoonyeza.
You fought you.
Usomye ekigambo.
Read your word.
Why don't you
want to work for me?
Put
me as the word.
And you
read, but you didn't mind of the light of knowledge.
And you
failed to take the words to be meaningful words.
But you
thought that they can be gotten every day. You know, you reach the time. And you say the words of knowledge. They are possible to be gotten in the world.
But
you think, why was it not possible time before?
Why did
you get knowledge in before, eras before? For you've met God.
He's
put grace.
Sends
the light of knowledge.
Now, you say
you easily understand.
Knowledge
is attached on power to help.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But you
think
now you seem to have understood them. I've understood them.
You
think it's in authority? Gordon Proverbs 1 verse 23. And accept my
reward.
I pour my spirit on you.
It will grow
you understand my words.
Think you've
understood them by who?
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus. You know, you've seen it here. Today
we've seen
value of knowledge may be small. But seasons are coming. We are in the corner of that season.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
In right in the corner.
About to reach the seasons.
And
you see the value of knowledge.
And
know that God chose you much.
You
know, I reached the point, say, Lord, how did you dare choose me? In the world there are many people. Those you could take in the journey of
those you
could give light of everything.
But
how did you dare choose me? In the thousands and tens of thousands of people.
Billions
of people in the world.
What
honor can I give
you? It
equates to my choice and how you chose me.
He
told me one thing.
What
you can give me is one. Keep the light to its end. Keep the light till you've checked out of the world.
Come back to me. When my light
and you left it shining in the world.
That's
the gift you can give me.
You
bring darkness and words of knowledge. You may feel words of breaking arguments.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
It
can pass through amazing problems. And they gradually happen on you. As the old person gradually going on aging gradual. And he squeezes you gradually like that.
You
discover there are too much on you. And you're finishing.
And the chain is tightening
you. Pull, it tightens you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Let's finish in Job.
Job 23
verses 3.
Singa manje nyiza okumulabira. Singa nyiza okutuuka na wali entebe ye.
Singa manyi.
If I knew
yenyiza okulabira Katonda.
Where I can meet God.
Cheta go kumanya.
It needs to know.
Era singa manyi kifo kye entebe ye.
I knew the place of his throne where it is.
Nyiza okusaba.
But I can pray.
Ngamba mukama.
And I say Lord.
Ngabe chandi kwamba ko lise cho kubiri
12. 2 Corinthians 12.
Jo tula mu rusuku lwa Katonda.
You sit in the garden of God.
Mugulu eri okusaba.
In the third heaven.
Ekifo kye entebe ye.
The place of your throne.
Nyagala okuleta okusaba kwange gyoli.
Bring my prayer to you.
Oh,
I can speak with the Father
and
I know he sits above
me
and I take my prayer direct to his throne.
But when you prayed before, in Eros, where were you taking your prayer where he sits?
Yeah.
Remember,
as
you were praying,
on the
throne where you took your words where?
Okay,
whether he sits where or where? It's up to him.
I'm praying to you,
it's up to
you. But if I
know where he sits exact,
yet
I quote in the scriptures as written in Job chapter 28 verse 28, that you place above the heavens and you look through all the heavens, Lord, who sits in eternity, as written in Jeremiah 23 and 25, you fill heavens and
earth,
you
place
above the heavens, see through the heavens, and I straight led the prayer there. I come to you, O Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, who sits in the third heaven, 2 Corinthians 12, I begin, and I pass through your holy spirit, who left his
mercy seat
in the midst of the
cherubim,
Ezekiel 10,
in your
city Jerusalem,
Hebrews 12, 20, 23,
he left it spread everywhere,
and
he is a witness in heaven and the earth, as in the first John,
I
know where they sit. And I direct my meaningful words. Imagine eras of prayer, you don't know where he sits. Lord,
you sit
in the heavens. Which heavens you don't mind.
But those
prayers, sometimes they answered them.
But
sometimes they had no power.
But
they had no knowledge.
They
take long.
It's like
to make a phone call to the police station of which place to come help, but you don't know whether which station.
Yes,
praise Jesus,
man. Police
who fails to locate you, you don't know where you are.
You say,
me too, I'm lost. I'm in the forest. I don't know where I am. Now you pray to God.
If
the world which you are on, you don't know where it is. Even where it is, you don't know. But you make a phone call to him to help you.
He
tries to research of you.
Where
even what you speak in one language,
they
have no knowledge. You think it's you alone praying. You are on the police station call. Many are dialing the number. But if you speaking not what's not clear.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Don't see me.
What I tell is the truth.
You are
on the police station. You are calling to the police. You are lost. You don't even know the place.
Even
language you use, they don't know it. Yes, God
listens
all languages.
But he
wants much words of knowledge. What he understands well. And they directly move in, for they have power.
Imagine
when you begin to pray now,
they are
on the same line. They have called a phone call. Another wants food. Another says, I'm sick.
If
I don't know what hospital I'm to go to. Imagine someone is going to be cut, slaughtered. The Lord! Help me.
Another
is going to backslide, is calling God.
They are
sleeping. God.
They want
upheld to remain standing. That is the world we are in. But let's finish here.
Yobu, esule ya vili mwesatu, nolu njiri yoru okuna.
Job 23 verses 4.
Nandiri na njiza insonga yange mumaso ge. Na njuzaka mwaka ange insonga. Olinyo lwokutano. Nandi manye bigambo bye yandi nzizemu. Nentegera bye yandi ngambye.
Ohulira bulungi.
You hear of very well.
Ndinandi bade sose ne manye bigambo bye nsonga.
I've known meaningful words.
Nembiranya wali ku tebeye wali.
Held them to his throne where he is.
Nabwe mbiolekeza. Tebeye.
Held them to his throne.
Nandi nzo kumanya bye yandi nzizemu.
Waited to see what he
answered. Ere bigambo yandi nzizemu nandi bade nabyo mbitegeye.
What he answers me I would have understood them.
Naitebereza.
But now imagine.
Uri mu Buganda.
You were in Buganda.
Ukubide police ya China.
A phone call to the Chinese police.
Bakudamu na itobitegi.
They answer you don't understand their language.
Wait, you. Nanteng ontong tam tam sorry.
Speaking Chinese. Where are you?
Buganda. Good. Ichichi.
What is this? That's all.
Ande ukoko ekwode seva kwa mukamba.
That's the vision of the Lord.
Ubanga ambiyebichi.
What has he told me?
Kale yenga oyizo kugwa ku police ye China.
Okay, can dial to
nge simu za police interpreting language.
Their phones interpret language.
Nge ya mukama.
Like of the Lord.
Niyate yena kudamu.
He answers you.
Mi tangta mtsa nge iyo tacha itayikola interpretation.
Your phone no more interprets that language of God.
Nga
it is say
nkubi debawa.
Called which people?
Mukama namusabi birala ndaga birala. Kumbe byakuraze byebyo.
Yet what he shows you is the
neto bitege.
Yet you don't understand it.
Namusabye birala
asked him another
namuka njagala gena mu America.
I want to go to America.
Yande sendi musozi mbara.
Brought me to the mountains, I'm climbing them.
Biki byangamba.
What is it telling me?
Yawa gwensozi zaba Jezebel zigena kuamba.
The mountains Jezebel are to overtake you of economics. You go there.
Mukama biki byanzize.
God, what did he ask of me?
Yes,
you
ever
praise Jesus. When he answers you, never know them. Then you struggle on the world. Clear.
No sabi da.
And you ask, even tomorrow you pray to the next day.
Nga tebi da.
And they are not answering you.
Yobu esuli ya bili mwesatu. Nolu nyiriri uruo mukaga.
Job 23 verses 6.
Yandi nyambe seza uruo bukuru bubu yinzawe. Nedda. Na hii yandi nzisiza kwa umoyo. Ulinyo uruo musamvu. Eyo. Abama zimabandi yinzizo okuoza na ye. Bwenandi wonye nti. Bwenandi wonye zebua. Bwe intio. Enakuzona. Eriyo mulamuzi wange. Ulinyo uruo munana. Laba. Ntambula mu maso na yeye nga tali iyo.
When you reach and you don't know him. As the prayers of the born again you know them. You move to the side.
You're
praying, walking to the side. You reach the other extremity, not there. You come back. You're babbling your tongues. He's not there. You go to this side. You get there.
Yes, you was.
Praise Jesus.
As we
read that word, when we went in the holiday, God showed me in the vision.
There
is our sister who had come here, and she needed the help of God. God began to help her through the spiritual world, and she did not realize it.
And
he took me to her in that vision. I found her complaining. When I found her complaining,
I took her
at the work God is doing for her in the spiritual world. And it's been done 80%. Yet in the flesh she doesn't see what's been done. And the Lord told me, our sister is the one of the land. And he told me, tell her 80%
what
troubled her life is in the spiritual world. But
20%
is what manifests what is
in the flesh.
You tell her to see what I'm doing. That is on the entire church. I'm working and they don't see me work.
But
the part of what they need, the majority is the spiritual world. Is where I do it from. And they see it on the 20% of the flesh.
And
they say, God
works.
Yet, greatest portion I did in the spiritual world. And it got finished in the flesh. The last least percentage.
Let
them open eyes and work.
balimu okwemulugunya nga nkozi ogulimu ogunene ne beemulugunya naye nkomaawo ne bitalabisibwa mu nsi
ey'omubiri
nti akukolera n'akola n'akuba emizimu emitwalo esatu n'alumba
egyeyo
n'alumba egy'okumirimu n'alumba
egyawa
n'agikuba gyonna ategeka omulimu gwe gubeere mulungi mu nsi
ey'omubiri
abaana ntera okumaliza mu nsi y'omwoyo gwe n'omugamba mukama
nze
sikulaba bw'okola yeewuunya omulimu omunene gwakoze nga gwe ogunyooma era n'agamba gw'onyoma olunaku
lw'ebitono
kubanga gwe by'olaba mu maaso naye nga mu nsi y'omwoyo nkola emirimu mingi gye mutayinza kukebera n'amaaso g'abantu okugiraba ndowooza mubuulizi munaana
ogiwulira
tewaliwo emirimu mingi katonda gyakola wansi w'enjuba
gy'otalaba
n'amaaso go naye ng'agikola kyalabisa kye kisinga obutono era njagala okubongera okuba weekyama ekirala byonna bye mulaba leero mu mubiri nga byangu byakolebwa okuva mu mwaka gwa
2005
nga ntambuza olugendo
lw'eggulu
2005 ne batereka ministry eno ne batereka n'ekifo mwe tulibeera n'obukuumi bwakyo kati gwe leero obiraba oli
mirembe
naye mukama oba yabikola mu nsi y'omwoyo emizimu gyonna
tukubabikulu
naye bwe nkunyumiza olugendo lw'eggulu n'entalo ezabeerangayo obeere bulungi leero nga tukuba emizimu ogikubira mu
2005
naye nga gya mu 2018 gye gibadde gigenda
okukolera
ekyo nekiggwa nemulaba leero emirembe okwolesibwa okwo kwanewunyisa kubanga kwatambulira mu mitendera ena
ogwe
gwasooka ogw'okuba nti yagamba ngamba owooluganda oyo nti mu nsi y'omwoyo akakola
80%
ekisigadde kye kigenda olabisibwa mu
mubiri
naye yeyobu ono gy'asoma
ennyonnyola
okwolesebwa okwo atusomeyo katudde
mutuwulire
yobu essuula eyabiri mu esatu n'olunyiriri olw'omunaana laba ntambula mu maaso naye ye nga taliiyo ne ntambula ennyuma naye ne siyinza kumulaba
olaba ekibeerawo
akola
naye gwe bw'otambula bwoti olw'okuba okumanya tolina rashikatararaba n'ogenda n'otuuka ku
kisenge
omanye ekkuŋŋaanio liba likoma era ne bw'obeera ku lusozi otuuka n'ogenda naye endagawa esaalayo n'ogikwasa n'odda gy'ovudde ratasikatarabaraba n'otuukayo tebikola n'odda ku mukono
gye
yobu essuula eyabiri mu esatu n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda ku mukono ogwa kkono bw'akola omulimu ne siyinza kumulaba
ku mukono laba oba oyitawo
bwnakonako
gwe
omaane
nze ndi wano
nkola
n'omuga naggami ŋenda ssabira essaawa ezi essaawa makumi aga sigenda
lekeraawo
nagamba naye nkola lekeraawoyosaba ntandise obikola
sidamu
nonga nagambye mukama ŋenda saba essaawa kumi n'ezi naga gubeeruŋŋamya oba mwoyo wange lekeraawo ndi kukola nolavaayo erage jangu
okolegudikeraawo
nkola
naye
ng'atamulaba
awo
wali obuzibu katonda akola
naye
nga tetumulaba ne twemulugunya n'ayimiriza
emirimu
kubanga agamba abuusabuusa alina kintu kyagenda funa okuva gy'ali laba bw'obuusabuusa ng'akola kubanga agamba nti laba bwenzira ku mukono gune ng'akola naye nga simulaba kyagenda mu maaso gwe vaayo muggulu katonda jangu weeraga noli mukama olwaleero nanga mwana gwe si katono ninye ne
mukirevu
nkuka naye kubanga mulokole otuuka ekiseera n'ova ku mwoyo omutukuvu akulungamya mu kusaba n'otabuka butabusi
And you shake your head praying like that.
When
you shake it, you confuse it.
And it no more
works normal. You have the spirit of the Lord.
God reach
and you'll stop the works he's been doing. Let's repeat it.
Job 23
verses 8.
Laba, ntambula mu maaso, naye ye nga taliiyo. Ne ntambula ennyuma, naye ne siyinza kumulaba. Olunyo lw'omwenda, ku mukono ogwa kkono, bw'akola omulimu, naye ne siyinza kumulaba. Yeekweka ku mukono ogwa ddyo. N'okulaba ne siyinza kumulaba.
Kati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Aba akola ku mukono.
As works on the left hand.
No, yita yongo tabuse kwere.
To God.
N'adduka ku gwa.
And he runs on the side.
What
is wrong with the child that will stand, step on me?
And no, you
him says, I will not appear. That boldness of ignorance you bring on me.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
You
get God from the work he is doing for you and the height from you this time.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
He's been
working on the left
no
hand.
Attack
him when you're harsh.
He
told us to riot. You riot before God.
No,
and you riot before God. What is wrong with my child? They have gotten mad. And he hides from you now. Let me hide. When they will calm down or appear before them,
leave them
with that one. Leave them in their stubbornness. When he went, he reported us. Isaiah 26:16. Lord, when they saw problems, when they came,
and
they poured their prayers.
And they everything
coming, they pour out.
It's
a guiding praying. But they have no gap for that.
Because
they are pouring everything come in their heads. And they
pray
as if they're giving birth.
Jesus!
Lord!
And
prayer didn't bring salvation in the world.
But they were just
making noise. I didn't lead them in that.
Who
wasn't like even knowledge? Whatever he found, he spoke. Are you mad people?
For
a mad person, everything comes in the head, they speak. They can't filter. They don't
speak
while they speak or before God this word. God,
you are what
we are we ants before you? Yet I've spoken it before you.
What the week says,
I've given you 2 weeks. If you don't
come to me,
I go to Lucifer.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Now
you act wild before God. What has been done, he hides from you.
You see dreams
coming there of poverty too much. And you are in the funny structures of houses. And what Satan is doing to you now,
he's
on the head of yours drumming.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
What
speaks in the Ecclesiastes 15:16?
There's
many works under the sun, but people never see them.
What is
said in the other vision, and he told that our sister, the
greatest
percentage of that in scripture, 80%. Why do you complain before me?
Why
do you refuse to commit your heart to believe me?
Why
do you stop these works? All be like that as I did their works. As I'm working, I'm about to fulfill
the
physical world. And they stop me themselves.
And I hide from them.
And
God began a business, but it's crushed.
God
directed me. Go to this work.
But
God is not giving me quick. Yet he's working on some things in the spiritual
world.
Don't even ask knowledge, you're only complaining. God is taking you somewhere.
You are
speaking big words against him which despise him. The next vision. He showed me one woman with a husband in this place. That man
showed
me all his works he was doing. He paid the rent, the school fees, the food, their clothing, even their children, even hair for his wife. But
anytime
he came home, he entered in the marital bed. And the other woman, she told that man, why do you always beg me my things? Every time I give you, you understand those things.
Nagamba.
He said,
naye omusajja akoze emirimu mingi.
But the man has done many works for you.
Wabula n'ekyo kye babadde bagendako.
Even that they were going to.
Bakigabana bonna.
They share it both of them.
Naye ono omukyala alowooza.
But the wife thinks.
Yawe nyoshi.
She's the one who gives much to the man.
Omusajja. Omwoyo mutukufu n'agamba.
And the Holy Spirit said,
naye nze mbawadde buli kimu buli kimu.
Naye
emitima gyammwe ne muginyima. Buli kiseera mbasaba mwenenye. Mwenenye ne mulemera emitima. Mukama nawe otulagira nnyo emitima tugikuwe. Buli kiseera lwaki?
Every time why?
Nga teffe tumusabasaba buli kintu buli kintu buli kintu.
Everything we ask him.
Nangamba olabye omukyalo.
You see that woman?
Era yangamba.
And he told me.
Tegeka conference y'abafumbo.
Prepare a marital conference.
Kubanga ekyo ky'olabye
for what you've seen.
Bakinkola ne bakikola ne mulugo.
All is the church men and women.
Nabo bansabiriza buli kimu n'enkireta n'enkibane. Nene banyima emitima gyabwe.
They refuse to give me their hearts.
Nga bw'olabye omukyalo
oli. You see that wife.
Bawe gwakoledde byonna
byonna. Husband has done for her everything.
Ye nga muwe ekintu kimu.
And he wants to give her what they asked it.
Yamugambye amusabiriza nnyo era amuwanga nnyo.
They beg her so much that she gives him much. And you wonder
when he
as church does it to him. That's why I told Hosea,
get
a prostitute, marry her and keep her children with her and love her so much. But the more he loved her, the woman will go into prostitution more.
God told him,
you see what you do to me. The more I love you,
and
you go to other gods. What he brought in that image,
the
man took care of his family. He buys soap, he pays the house, he buys food. I can't speak of that man physically, but he's among us.
But
the wife told him that. You beg me so much on the marital dining. I give you every time I give. And the Holy Spirit says, now you see,
himself
in giving, they benefit in it. But they refuse to give the other who give them much.
Nagamba kati obarabye nange
bankora. Me too, they do that to me.
Mbasaba buli kimu nendeeta obujjanjabi obukuumi
protection
obugabirize obwengeri ez'enjawulo byakulya ne mbasaba ekintu kimu mutima ate nga bagumpa abafunamu nange nfunamu naye ne bagulemerera bagamba mwenenye mukole emitima nyingire ne kugaana ne mulyoka mugamba mukama olusaba nnyo emitima juzi nakukuwa.
Last time I gave it to you.
Come,
I repent, I give you my heart.
That
has plenty of scriptures attached.
We
shall connect them
in the marital
dining we are about to proclaim. The marital conference. But think of this. God gives us many things. But he asks us our hearts. And we retain them. And we govern them ourselves. We enter in them whatever we want.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus much. The third vision. In the same vision, it was in following. There is a musician here. He was in that vision.
Told
him to come back to sing.
But
not come back in the season God called them. And they gave themselves their own season. That they would want to come back to sing. In that vision, God told them, do you know why people of the world cast you and curses overtook you? That no. He told him, because of a hypocritical heart.
Even
those of the world, you act hypocritical to them. Told him, you know why false prophets they cast you and curses overtook you? Because of a hypocritical heart.
And
he told them, I give you 7 days. If you don't come back to sing, you will never get a ministry
in this world. And
I will put a curse on you from me, see who will take it from you. But the good thing, speaking with me, we spoke with that musician. As I told the brethren, we had gone in the garden. As we came back, the musician was back in the practice.
As
the grace of God be sufficient.
Yes, we
praise you. Jesus much. The other, he told us, according to Micah 7, for in that vision, he showed like you see the children of Israel, how we took them from Egypt. But when we took them from Egypt, their eating came from suffering.
In
Egypt, they had to make bricks, and they fast, and they suffer, eating just. But when he took them from there, he began to give them manna. But they always told him, why did you leave us go back to Egypt? He said,
is that
good to us to put in this place? But we began to tell him where we came from was better.
Yet,
even things there we got them through hard life. But here,
he
doesn't ask any sacrifice.
He doesn't make
you fast, plenty of fast things. And he provides for you. But in
though,
he brought this scripture. Micah
7.
Even the brother George prepares with a wife. God has a vision he gave them. Let's read quick.
As
brother George and the wife prepare themselves. Micah 7 from verse 1.
Zinsanze, kubanga mfanana ngalwe bamala okulonde mmere yonne nnungi ngeza bibu ezerebwa mu lusuku. Tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya. Ememe yange yegombe tini esoko okwengera. Olunyo lw'okubiri, omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. So tewali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna beetaaga okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba. Olunyo lw'okusatu, engalo zaabwe zikwata ku by'obubi obunyiikira okubikola.
From verse 1, we read slow.
Micah 7 verse 1. Zinsanze, kubanga mfanana nga lwe bamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi ngeza bibu ezerebwa mu lusuku. Tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya. Ememe yange yegomba ettiini
Yes,
praise Jesus. That verse tries to show us. We've reached in seasons like this. People who loved God, who had justice in their hearts. Indeed, the world chose them out, the false churches, and they tormented them, and they ceased to have anything in them. And the first in the believing and faith in the kingdom of God, right now, no more appear. Most people have wounds in their hearts. Others are broken. Even when they see truth, they are in being very careful of it.
And
they fail to stand strong thinking. Perhaps they'll be tormented like where they've come from. Let's hear. Micah 7:2.
Omwegendereza abuze mu nsi. Sote wali mugolokofu mu bantu. Bonna beetaaga okuyiwa omusaayi. Bayiga buli muntu muganda we n'ekitimba. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
shows us how the world is standing and the godly is perished from the world.
It
wants to gain, but after tormenting their brethren, and they give them out their lands to make them give out their land titles, whatever they possess to give it out, and they make their own things out of them which can't profit at all.
So
the problem we have of now is called us in this time. We still have a mindset saying that pastors who stole from us, they made their own things, and we think even this time God is stealing from us. That his servants are stealing from us.
But
we have that way in us.
But
indeed, brethren,
this
time God not do things to us even before he didn't do them to us. Those who stole you away, it wasn't God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
God
ready to give us a reward in the work we do. And this time,
he
brought those who are godly in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus. To handle things with justice. Micah 7:3.
Omulangira asaba. Omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa empeera. N'omukulu ayogera ekibi ekibeera mu mmeeme ye. Nkyowulidde ekiriwo.
You hear what is happening?
Wegamba abantu saawa
zino. People this time.
Oli bw'aba akola bubi ayongera okukola.
That's if they do it more.
Omulangira ali mu kusabiriza.
The prince is in begging.
Era nga bw'olaba omulangira wa Buganda.
Just as the prince of Buganda.
Mumutegedde.
You understand him.
We wow. Omulangira asaba.
The prince is begging. His honorable excellence. Who is that one? The one of Buganda.
He's
a prince begging. He's begging for a break.
A prince
who would have helped people is begging them now.
It's not people spoken,
that is the words of God. A priest is not begging. Does he not pass with a brick even abroad?
I don't
ask him,
but a priest
who would have helped is rather begging.
He's
begging for the brick. I don't know where it will end. Let's move on to the next verse.
It's
God.
Micah 7:3. Engalo zaabwe zikwata ku by'obubi okunyiikira okubikola. Omulangira asaba. Omulamuzi ayagala okuweebwa empeera. Ate abalamuzi mbamanyi.
You know judges.
Era n'abo abakola ku nsonga zaffe ez'omukanisa mbamanyi.
Those work on our issues of church, you know them.
Micah 7:3. N'omukulu ayogera ekibi ekibeera mu mmeeme ye. Buli omu avaayo n'ayogera nga bwaga.
Everyone comes out to speak as they want.
Atuwe motoka biliyoni za biliyoni.
Car of this money worth billions.
Iyo yansi.
that is in the world.
You
know how
the
church has been begging
us
the pork and the rest.
Mike sura yo musanvu n'olunyiriri olwokusatu.
Micah 7 verse 3.
Bwe batyo bwe babirukira awamu. Olunyo olwokuna. Oyo kwabo asinga obulungi afaanana ng'omwera mannyo. Omulongoofu ku bo asinga obubi olukomera lw'amaggwa.
Owulidde abantu bano si baago.
These people are not easy.
Mukanisa ni wabu eru
in the church and outside where we are.
Ndigwe mugambo okubanga omutuukirivu.
That the one you say is perhaps righteous.
Alinga.
Is like thorns.
A thorn
bush, you know it?
Free
with thorns from the downwards of it to the top of it. You don't dare go to a thorn bush. You cannot climb a thorn bush tree. To get off a tree on it is hard. To get off a fruit from it, to have the goodness they do to you.
The
one you see as the one carefully the world. This hedge with thorns is more harder than it. Now the church we've been in and the world we've passed through, that's what is done to us. God's gathered us to like today.
If
there is a people who reach to, those you can bring your issue to,
no sabidwa,
and you're prayed for,
no,
and your answer, but we've not counted the value in that.
And
we say, at least if God takes us where we came from,
but knowledge,
I only got problems. Ask yourself why you alone with the problems. All in it are they with problems. Micah 7 verses 4.
Oyo kwabo asingo bulungi afanana ngo mwira manyo. Omugolo kufukwabo asingo bubi. Nti omugolo kufukwabo asingo bubi olukomero olwamaggwa. Onako olwabakuumibo lwerwokulabwako lutuuse. Kaakano wewanaabo okweraliikirira kwabwe. Olunyo olwokutaano. Temwesiga wa mukwano. Temulowoozanga mukulembeze nga mwesigwa. Kuuma enzigi z'akamwako eri oyo agalamira mu kifuba kyo. Olunyo olw'omukaaga. Kubanga omwana tassaamu kitiibwa kitaawe. Omuwala ayikinalira ku nnyina. Muka mwana ku nnyazaala we. Ab'omunju be baba abalabe b'omuntu. Olunyo olw'omusanvu. Naye ku bwange naatunuuliranga Mukama. Nalindira Katonda ow'obulokozi bwange. Katonda wange anampuliranga. Olunyo olw'omunaana. Tonsanyukirako omulabe wange bwengwa. Naayimuka bwe ntuula mu kizikiza. Mukama anaba musana jendi.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Mpozi ebigambo byayogedde.
Maybe the words is spoken.
Namba tuigendeze febe nyine mu nyumba mwe tuli nge kanisa ye.
In the house where we are as his church.
Tulemo okufuuka abalabe.
That we don't become enemies in the house.
Eri amazima.
Unto truth.
Era abogere ebigambo.
And those who speak words.
Ebiremesa amazima okugenda mu maaso.
In that truth to move on.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus man.
Mpozi era okwolesebwa okuba akuwaddeko musumba Daudi.
Even that vision was given Pastor David.
And
brethren among us,
they are
still drinking the wine of Jezebel,
and they
want to darken the garments of the ministry,
and
they want to paint it with
dust.
You come give us that vision. Time is left us.
We
give them the microphone. You come here in the front where everyone sees you. Praise the Lord Jesus much.
I'm
name and voice of Pastor David. The night to yesterday, I got a vision. We were in the synagogue as we are here. As we were in the synagogue, we were in the service.
But your
brethren who had come as new to us, when the brethren came, the truth we welcomed them, but we did know that they were drunkards, but they were fellowshipping and we fellowship with them, but they began a battle and a fight in the service and they began to fight. Our apostle had put on a blue suit. It was in a white shirt. The rainfall was falling. And they lifted him from the podium, threw him outside. And they rolled him in the mud. That's when I got out. I told them, brethren, why haven't you seen the example of the old we who have been here? Where have you come with actions like that? Yet we were found here. We have not done a thing like that. Now one began to quarrel and had gotten out. And they quarreled so much. That's when he pulled his colleagues as they fought each other.
He said,
deal is not done, we are still fighting. Now one got mad, began to strike it to apostle. Another got mud water forward to him. But he was very humble. Now I said to myself, that apostle,
what
do you to be training? I saw things he did. What form of humility has he kept? I saw him very humble. And they did hold to him. Instead of raising a hand to slap, neither to mind them. That's where I got a handkerchief. I began to clean him. I thought for the shirt.
Then
let me get the shirt, you clothe it. For the other is dirty. I told the brethren, the thing you've done is not good. We
have
gotten the name of Christ.
So,
that vision, I came out of it like that. It's like that.
Amen.
Yes, praise Jesus. Not that you'll carry me, put me in the mud, but it's you who've moved me out there and you've moved out to speak against me and you speak words which are not right. But I told you I'm going to be like a chain and see the power of God. As they showed him in the vision, you'll speak what you speak, you'll speak against me. Some of you tell your brethren out there, apostle is
staying,
giving us capital, is taking money of television from us. Others say it's not the season. Others you say he has changed. Began to beg us like the others begged to steal from us to make his television.
For
even his car is his, is driving it. Those things God is seeing you.
And
when he will stretch his hand to beat you, if you call me to pray, I will hide from you. You will come home. I'll tell that one,
I'll
praise it, but I don't want to be seen. I'll tell them he has said he's not there.
And the voice will
say, I have said after
them,
you know I am there, but I refuse to see you.
So let's not use this.
God's given us grace enough. Speaking good and well with you, peaceful. Meeting, we chat.
You are used
to terrorist pastors who cannot be accessed. Now you have a problem. Say we meet him every time we want. You see, speaking that you're free. That you do. I will not even speak back to you beyond this today. I will become a loose chain. You be outstretching the chain.
After
you will lose it, it will end on your nose. And it will shed blood.
Wanji.
Praise the Lord, brethren.
I'm
George William. God told me in a vision. But the last vision I was moving up. At one home at Lubowa.
Kati nensanga b'oluganda.
I met brethren. Each one was on their own
business.
Only two are the ones who welcomed me that
day.
But when they welcomed me,
one
headed on the way, left us and went. I asked, where is he going? The answer told me, you'll not be able to stand that
one.
We all looked at him already. We left him. As we were there, God told me, go read Isaiah
58,
verses 1 and 2. I didn't understand it. I came out. I remained asking. I prayed, say, God, tell me again. I've not understood it. As I woke up in the morning, and that message, he sent it to my wife. And she told me, when she told me, I went to Apostle and he explained it to me. Let her tell you how the message was. Praise the Lord, brethren. Me, my vision, we had gathered together as a congregation. After we ate a general meal, and the brethren began to go away,
then Mutume Nampita,
and the apostle called me.
Nangamba nti, omwami wo maga maga wano na esimulaba
ali kagenda. Looking now for your husband here, but I'm not seeing him.
Naye duko omugambe.
Perhaps he's gone, but run tell him.
Asome Mika 3.
To read Micah 3.
Yangu wakubanga bota yangu jamusa nganga na esi na chindi nga tandi soko no na.
Run quick, for if you don't run fast, you'll find him when he's begun to sin himself.
Nange went to Wenazuka kumachani
mohulida. I woke up in the morning, I told him.
Nitugende wa mtu
mchicho. And he went to Apostle.
Ah, yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Kabatujire muku katono kumike.
Let's repeat brief of Micah.
Batu somereko. Nibade Micah meka.
Micah what? 3.
Micah 3.
Micah 3 from verses 1.
Nenjogera nti muulire mbegayiride mu bakulu ba Yakobo namu abafuga ennyumba ya Isirayiri sikwa mu okumanya omusango olunyo lw'okubiri abakyawe ebirungi era abaagala ebibi.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Mpozzi obaka bwe yali atumidde abooluganda.
Maybe the message sent those brethren
yali
he tried to show them that we who are here,
it's,
we are made to know the good and the evil, to know the justice. But to send him this message, try to tell him work quick, to mature quick, to separate the good from the evil. And he said, he showed him in the vision before that there are people among us who
have
failed to differentiate, others want to move out, go. And he told him, what you see those who have been long here, what they do, and they are not good, don't do that yourself. You be quick to mature and you know the justice. For God so among us, and there are those who live long here, but there is no change in them. Remember, surely the first
vision
is going to throw them out, to separate them from us, and they go on. But he sent him quick before he sees what we do,
to follow
what is not right.
You know,
there are people doing things not right.
One
if not to follow ways like that. People have come in us,
and
you hate the good things done,
and
you want us to do things of harshness. Those who want to push us, we appear like pastors who are terrorists.
If they are
not easy to access,
and
put money in the envelope,
The good
things God has put there,
we began
to take them for granted. And we ask for the bad ones. And as if you are the Egyptians, the Israelites, who
were
gotten from Egypt, they reached away, asked God, why
he
took them from Egypt,
that would have
left them in the way they were in.
So
when God gives you goodness, decide goodness.
He
told these ones immediately,
you
see someone doing wrong here,
you should then
do it mature, quick, and act justice. Now you are
man.
You want to cause the younger stumble who come. Work you're doing holds the reward. Is it not that?
The Bible says
everyone is that who paid as their works are.
The
one, these ones told them, I'm going to separate. But you,
you shouldn't
appear like anyone doing something wrong.
For
when I chase them, I don't want you to be among him going. Now, brethren,
God's
work which is moving on,
we
need to work it with carefulness. Let's finish and then you speak with us.
We've
seen one raise a hand.
Micah 3,
verses 2.
Abachawe ebirungi era abagala ebibi ababajjake ddiba lyabwe n'omubiri gwabwe ku magumba gaabwe olwokusatu
abachawe ebirungi
n'ebagala ebibi
yagezaako omugana aga nti abantu bonasinga naano nga beeyisa
bwebantu
abachawe ebirungi ebikolebwa ate nga baagala
bibi.
When
he told them
that you
shouldn't follow people
so
like
those.
Now you must come in the new generation. You may find remnants of people who are not settled
among us,
but do not follow them.
Their
being here is not going to live long.
They
are going to be separated out quick.
Now
don't follow
Christ
who do things without light of knowledge and it's in darkness.
It's
light of the word of God which is perfect.
For
those maybe two or three
and
they
want
to spread darkness in the congregation, but that one you are doing, I prove you it holds the reward.
Mika esule yokusatu nolu nyiriri olwokusatu.
Micah 3 verse 3.
Era abali omubiri gw'abantu bange ne babajjake ddiba lyabwe n'amagumba gaabwe bagamenya weewaawo babatiimatiima ng'ebigenda mu kibya.
Tumanyi gye twava.
We know where we came from.
Mbeera gye baatu.
The way
ne tusiiwuka.
We looked funny out there.
Tugwako ennyama.
We see whole flesh.
And those
who saw us, they saw us as meat in the saucepan. God brought restored flesh on us.
He's
put oil on us. We look good.
Now
you see, as if you opted, you would have been out there.
You
too want to push us, copy ways of the other people. Some of you.
What
me hinder you that you don't come in my home?
Protocol
came, make a phone call. As I'm there, you've come. You've not made a phone call.
You
want us to get evil characters.
Don't
show you where pastors live.
And
you've taken
the place of them.
Mostly to show you where he lives. I will hide from you. We don't know where he lives. Now you do those things. Satan wants to pass through you
to
push us appear like the others,
but
we are not to do like that,
because
the laws of God, we know them.
If you
come home without a program,
I'll
send people tell him he has said he's not there. Indeed, the pastor too rests.
Kati abasumba bali olw'obufunda
butaba na musana.
Banaakola batya ensonga
ezo.
Baasalawo ne babasalako ne bamutamanya na
waabwe.
Ate nga nakyo si kirungi okutamiriza
bagenyi.
But the visitors who sent themselves, every time they are sending themselves to go to visit,
they have to go and talk to
people who keep sending themselves into.
Read them in
Jeremiah 23.
Micah 3 verse 3.
You are a youth, endless fastings which were there. You had gotten old. You had gotten wrinkled in your face. Some people say, apostles doesn't tell us to fast. We started fasting. Don't wait me tell you to fast. We show you fast not the devils. We saw free will fasting. Claim it, we shall not do that. If you feel the Spirit in you, you enter in it. We saw
the fast.
We started well. If you look wrinkled like that, push us into that.
To remain on track.
Who mess up your brethren. Those new ones coming. You have to wait for your rewards.
Don't push the situation to change things.
Because in the truth.
Micah 3 verse 3. Ngawe bakola obubi mu bikolwa byabwe. Olinyo lw'okutaano. Bwati bwayogera Mukama ku bannabbi abakyamya abantu bange, abaluma n'amannyo gaabwe, era abayogerera waggulu nti mirembe. Na buli agaana okuwa mu bumwa bwabwe n'okukuuma bamukuumira olutalo.
Yes, bamukuumira olutalo.
They even wage a war.
Kakatolowooza.
Now, don't you think?
Tuwanobona abatowaddeyo.
If you don't give in here.
Mbunga tukukuumira olutalo tukusabire sala
binokuwa. No.
Bota wayo.
If you don't give, it is up to you. You and God, it's up to you. No one will go. Where you were in the prophets. If you didn't give, you prayed for prayers to get destroyed, your works to finish.
We shall keep looking.
Where you came from, you are used.
Don't expect that. Don't expect that. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So Micah 7 given us still.
You can connect all of them. You quickly give us that word we live here.
Praise the Lord, brethren. We thank God for the messages coming out. Me too got two types of messages. One wanted to be like of Pastor David. And another, let me explain it. The first message, I began from water, we all of full knowledge. Even the apostle was in. We were swimming in the water. But at the shores of the lake, they were surrounded by trees. But at the other side, there was a way. Now most people were swimming. But when you reach the shore, the tree will pull you out of the water to the dry land. Other people failed to swim. Others swam following apostle where he went. Now me with teacher Derek, we swam heading elsewhere. Where we reached, we went, there was a place like a swamp. I told Derek, don't go in there. Let's pass here. When we reached the dry land, the priest lifted us to the land. Now, those who passed with apostle, others priests lifted them and left them again. And they went back in the water. And the group which was with apostle, a few were held in the hand and they moved up on the land. But when you moved up on the land, move around the road, visiting around, and you look well where you passed, most remained in the water. And I got from that message. Now on the Tuesday, I got another message. All we as we gather here, we
had
put on military combat. But the other combats of others were fake. But just as you see how soldiers appear, but others close combats which were fake. Now in the city where we were, there was a rich man, he had died. But those closed fake combats rejoiced over the rich man who died. Now the others, they kept those with real combats. They protected their other colleagues. And they had real guns. And they kept their brethren. Now in the toilet, there are those who are keep protecting there.
Yet,
there are those who clothed fake combat there. I come from that dream. Yeah, I went when I went to see those in the toilet side. And I come from the dream. May God bless you.
Yes, you were.
Praise Jesus. Because of time, Bible says Revelation 17:15 that the many waters, the nations, clans, and languages. Now we are on this world. We fight to exceed it, get out of it.
And
we enter the kingdom of heaven. As we have angels sent to serve us,
Hebrews 1:14
when you connect with Judges 9, tell you of the trees which came in the meeting to elect, as we spoke of angels, those who chose out the vine. You know, they called the vine Jesus, that they just elect him. The fallen angels did that. You know, the proverb is in the Judges 9. You will read it. The priests came in the conference to elect a king over them. And they brought the vine. One vine was on cherubim. It involves Revelation 11, the true vine, the cherubims, the two. They even called the true vine, that is the Christ.
Those,
that the trees picked up.
those are angels
who take us from this world when we overcome, take us in heaven.
But we are on this world
trying to swim that we don't drown.
That many waters,
Revelation 17:15,
the
clans, nations, and
languages.
We swim trying to see we don't drown.
If you drown,
you will end up in the lake of fire.
Now
it's like that.
Field
of much wisdom.
You
have time for teaching, but verses have been given you.
And we
ended with Ephesians
6:10
to 17. Don't fake those weak armors.
Lose
the real gospel of truth. Put the truth in the waist. Put the breastplate of righteousness. The shield of faith.
Which comes
from hearing the word of God.
The
sword of the word of God. The Old and the New
Testament.
The helmet of salvation.
The Holy
Spirit who came in the Acts 2.
When tongues
of fire on the heads of the apostles.
Then
you will have a perfect combat.
If
you fake it, you will be hard for instance. In the new generation, they expect us to release the full knowledge. If not close the gospel well,
you will
be seen to close the fake combats. And we shall check you command by command, scripture by scripture.
We
are a little, they are a little. As Isaiah
28:9-13.
To see you clothed fake.
And
you confuse us.
So what do
no time is left us? Is it not something much? As we prepare offerings and tithings,
those,
the pledging of the televisions, praise the Lord, brethren. I thank God for the message. But
there's
a message which came and I had it pained me. That the new people have come to join on you. As we had the message. Me too, I'm among the new people who have joined the synagogue. Me, I had a joy, I'd gotten born, I'm a child. I got a vision and I made apostle. And
it
makes me confess the prayer of a father in heaven.
And I
lived him in as me that this man God has given him, lead me in the spiritual. But I had a message, felt pain that the new people are going to bring chaos.
Brethren,
and the Jesus who served with the apostles,
he
said, one of you is going to betray me. He said, it's impossible.
They
said, it's impossible.
He said,
it's impossible to me.
But
I felt pain that God
to
bring that chaos. At least to reach it, take me before I reach that point. Before I reach that point. I
felt
that prayer in my heart. I'm a man who doesn't want battles. Me too, I'm a humble man.
Who loves
to connect with God, see me to bring that. Check me before I reach that. I pray that before the saints of God. May God bless you. It will not be you.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
He
speaks of the new people. All of us are new.
We are in the new generation. You
be careful yourself. He speaks of all of us. We are all new before him. We are new creations.
So we again
don't expect the new one who is just entering in here.
But
new speaks of all of us.
Amina.
Amen.
Let's get our
offerings and tithings. Maybe if you have anything to tell us,
and all wisdom,
yeah, those God helped fulfill the pledge.
They
say if you get it, maybe tell something to us quick. You know, when you make a pledge, there is a way you pass to fulfill it. Thank God the ability is given you. Thank God for the teaching. Ask Him accept us.
God,
give us the best which come from His throne. Father Almighty, we glorify You. We give You glory and honor. Thank You for the good time You've given us in Your presence, Lord. Thank You for not chasing before us and not taking all the spirit from us. We praise in the Psalms 51. Cast me from Your presence. Don't take Your Holy Spirit from me. In Psalms 51, verse 12, He says, restore my joy of salvation. Sustain
my
spirit of liberty. Thank You, O God.
For
You have not chased us before You.
Call
us in Micah 4.
That will come
in the latter day. The mountain of the house of God. It will be on the mount of all mountains.
And
your flock on it will be taught of God.
Spoken in
Isaiah 2. Still became on your mountain.
Made
Your spirit of truth. As it is written in the John 14.
26.
When the Holy Spirit will come, He will lead you in all truth.
He
will teach you all. Thank You, good Father, for Your Holy Spirit has led us. As Romans 8, verse 14,
we don't come
in this and
He
taught us. As He told us, in the Proverbs
1:23,
that repent, pour My Spirit on you, and God, You understand My words.
He will
heal us all time, and He fulfill what You promised. In Isaiah
17.
We pray all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. You come and we give our offerings and the tithings. Maybe because of time. If you have any thoughts, any suggestion or any pledge, you can write it for us
on a paper
and you give it to us.
We shall
pass over thoughts on Wednesday in the next week,
and
we shall add on that pledge. If you have a pledge,
you
are not going to come pledge because of time, but you can write it down and you send it to us.
And there
your name
attached,
even your phone number.
Oh, gamba, say,
I've pledged this and
over,
that.
Oh,
I've had this and this thought.
Hello, and
write it to us.
Give
it to us. We shall put in action. Even tell the brethren.
In
the name of the Lord Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Let's
pray more to God.
Yes,
hold light of knowledge. Much power to come from Him.
Hold
us in this season and that to come. And most of all, in the seasons to come.
For
we are to be with many people. We need full wisdom to be with them, and we've not changed.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
need much power coming from God.
We will
keep them well with us, like us, just as we are today.
Manyo lwalero kyangu okukontrolling abantu abatini.
Is it to control few people?
Naya jebujja.
But ahead, people are going to be very many, and not in a long time.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So to sabe mukama atujuzo kumanyanze nawe.
Pray God fills knowledge we and you.
Atatu ongere na amanya amanji.
Adds us much power.
Agagendo kuma abantu abo.
Keep those people.
Nabo babi basingane mirembe atabagitambulire.
Them to make peace and move with it.
Tule moku tuka nga tuli banji.
We don't reach with many.
Etukoro obuvuyo.
And we wreak havoc.
Tusindikiriza moyo wa mukama
na atuwe kawo. And we push the Spirit of the Lord to abandon us.
Tunyweze chisachi ya mukama.
Hold the grace of God.
Tunyweze ukubeda mwukwe.
And hold His presence.
Mwuri nyali ya mukama wa
Yesu. In the name of Jesus.
Mukama akuwa mukisa.
May God bless you. Thank you for coming.
Atuimuka kubigere bia fe.
Praise on our feet.
Atuligane bigambo bia chisa.
Let's share the words of grace.
Ekisa kya Mukama waffe Yesu Kristo.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
N'okwagala kwa Ye Katonda.
And the love of God.
N'okusa ekimoko
mwe mutukuvu. And the fellowship of the Holy Spirit.
Bibere naffe fenna.
Be with us all.
N'eri aboluganda bonna.
All the brethren.
Emirembe egitaggwaawo.
And the peace forevermore.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukama akuwa omukisa.
May God bless you.
Webale kujja.
Thank you for coming.
Omwoyo we abere naawe.
May His Spirit be with you.
Ne bamalayika bakuweereze.
Even angels to serve you.
Mulinyale ya Mukama waffe Yesu.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.